You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars, we're going dreaming this morning. All these programs are podcasts. You can hear them anytime by clicking in civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. ...1958, Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, and kids on a houseboat. Romantic comedy that people seem to have forgotten today, and maybe some will say, no wonder. Still and all, though, Hollywood had different dreams back in the later 50s and early 60s. And here's a trailer with Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, as they buy a beat-up old houseboat.
Cary's got the house made. Now all he needs is the house.
Presto, presto, do your very best. Don't hang back like a shy little kid.
And presto, there it is, the crummiest houseboat that ever plied the Potomac.
Let's get off of this.
Oh, now, come on. Now, take it easy. Now, remember, after Cinzia does some cleaning and scrubbing, a little polishing here and there, it might be quite comfortable.
Who, I?
But what are you going to do with a maid like Sophia? She won't wake up in the morning.
You shake her.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
Yes, I'm scared. Now, go on.
She can't make coffee. She can't do the laundry. She can't even paint.
Oops.
But it's what she can do that starts all the trouble.
One step, two step, step you do a new step. Live your life with a zip and a zing. You'll have the world on the end of a string.
If you do it with a bang, bang, bong, a bang, bang, bong, a bang, bang, bong. Yeah.
In the fifth dream, I found myself on a small and friendly river. I'd been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Andy. Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. one time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes, and shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Nope. No angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass. In the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No, I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old. The years ahead are growing thin. And I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, Princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Now, if you're proud of me and I'm proud of you, it's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days, I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, Princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring, and we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, Princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky, that we'd always be lucky because we had the angels on our side, and they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, Princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Everything she wore was old, but the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door, and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, Princess?
All right, Andy.
Yes, I will.
Gordon Jenkins, that's John Ireland and Jeanette Nolan. In real life, really married. Jeanette Nolan was Lady Macbeth in Orson Welles' production of Macbeth. The music of the stars, dreaming the morning away. But the greatest music of all time. And the best audience, too, with people who get it. We're on the air till high noon, and welcome to 107.3 Milwaukee. The newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network. The dream continues.
has a nursery, the girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her and she'll purr like a kitten. The girl that I marry must be
my thoughts may stray, my eyes may roam, the neighbor's grass may seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles and it makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife, I love my wife, I love my wife. I love my wife.
That's Nelson Riddle. Cy Coleman wrote that. Music of the Star, Francis Albert Sinatra.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry,
and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like the horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. No, sir.
Francis Albert, that's from a TV production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town, 1955. Frank Sinatra introduced it that year. Thornton Wilder wrote that great play, and it was on television briefly, but the music continues. He recorded two versions of the song. That's the rare one. Here's Giselle McKenzie, star of your hit parade. Music of the stars.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. But I missed you, I was lonely, for I loved you, oh, I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. For the heart will be unruly if really loves one truly. And your life will not be lonely, for I love you, I will love you only, only. You will be my loving husband, I will be your loving wife.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family. It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And our life will not be lonely, for I love you, oh, I love you only, only. You are still my schoolboy husband, and I am your schoolgirl wife. It's delightful to be married, to be married.
Here's Patti Page, the singing Rage.
I went to your wedding, although dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
I'm sorry.
You tripped down the aisle, fell flat on your... Smile, your father was loaded too.
Oh, what a mess.
He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was...
Oh, you just can't scratch it. Don't you ever doubt it. A family shouldn't be without it. Old maids are man-haters, sad to relate it. They don't have no man, and that's why they hate it. Marriage is an institution. I don't like living in an institution. Let me warn you, brother, it just takes two to hogtie you, a young girl and an anxious mother. Two, and if those two should ever marry, ain't it queer within a year there's two and one to carry? Matrimony, matrimony, it ain't nothing but a lot of baloney. Cows give milk and butter. You can't have one, you can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Immediately following the innocence of childhood and the freedom of bachelorhood comes that incredible creature known as a wife. Wives come in assorted colors that vary from day to day. Platinum blonde, red, ash blonde, brunette, henna, auburn, and camel brown. According to a recent 30-day survey, by the way, more doctors are switching to camel-haired women than ever before. All wives have one creed in common: to spend every penny of every nickel of every dime of every dollar of every paycheck before you get it. In this respect, they're very much like the government. Wives are found everywhere, at reducing salons, bridge parties, Saks Fifth Avenue, beauty parlors, bargain basements, in your hair, on your lap, in mud packs, maternity rooms, and going through your pockets. Mothers love them. Mother-in-laws tolerate them. Spinsters envy them, and husbands fear them. A wife is purity with cold cream on her face, dignity with a dish mop in her hand, beauty with curlers in her hair, and wisdom with an unbalanced checkbook. No matter how busy you are, your wife will keep you on the phone till she gets that new dress she saw downtown. But when you want to show her off, she hasn't a thing to wear. A wife is a composite of many things: the curiosity of an income tax collector, the suspicion of a detective, the imagination of a psychoanalyst, and the temper of a Marine First Sergeant. She likes charge accounts, babies, soap operas, diets, all kinds of presents, gossip, a 21-inch waistline, mink coats, sleeping late, eating out, and other men. She hates corsets, ironing, being over 30, husbands who use guest towels, budgets, cigars, the Jones Cadillac, her husband's secretary, and other women. Nobody can get as happy on one glass of champagne or be so late to so many appointments. Nobody can spend as much time tweezing, plucking, vibrating, combing, brushing, polishing, rubbing on, rubbing off, touching up, and still come out looking pretty much the same as she did before. Nobody can be as illogical, cry so conveniently, interrupt so frequently, or louse up the punchline of a good story so often. And nobody else can cram into one small pocketbook 4 lipsticks, last year's expired license, 10 handkerchiefs, 2 lumps of Schraft sugar, hairpins, an extra pair of nylons, keys to the trunk in the attic, 2 compacts, a raffle ticket for a turkey, and enough perfume to keep her going for 8 years. A wife is a magical creature. She can make more things disappear just when you need them. She's your warden, your overseer, your treasurer, your probation officer, and your wife. And when you come home at night, tired from a rough day at the office, longing for your slippers and a warm fire, there's nothing in the world like a wife to greet you at the door with 3 little words: "Where's the money?"
Steve Allen, Dino Martino. Music of the Star.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in my life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my woman, my wife.
every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made in gingham. My woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my life and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my wife, my woman.
Dean Martin, that was October 1970 on his show Live. The music of the stars. Here's Jimmy Roselli. And this is the music of the star, Rondell Noon.
When your old wedding ring was new, and each dream that I've dreamed came true, I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your head, I can still see the gold ringlets there, love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. when your old wedding ring was new. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day.
Music of the stars, huh? I wish I could find that trumpet player's name. Jimmy Roselli, one of the kids from Hoboken. Francis Albert, the other. Stephen Eady.
I can't remember when you weren't there. When I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear.
Stay with you.
Music of the Stars, Stephen Eadie. That was written by Steve Dorff and Marty Pants. Rondell High Noon on most of these stations and the Civic Media Radio Network, the Music of the Stars. Morning, WXCO Wausau. You've joined us at 9 o'clock. You'll hear us till noon. WISS Oshkosh Appleton. We're off at 11 o'clock. But you can hear us anytime. This podcast will be on civicmedia.us. And on that same link, civicmedia.us, we cover the world. Here's something out of Wales, Norman Luboff. And stand by for news.
My face is far from handsome, as one can plainly see. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
The land I own is meager, without a single tree. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
The house I own is humble, with barely room for thee. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed.
is full of love for thee. It's all that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Happy am I that you possess all that I need to answer yes.
Rich indeed our life will be.
Stand by for news. Be right back.
I'll give to you a paper of pins, and that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, 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 if you will marry me. I'll give to you a feathery bed with downy pillows for your head. If you will marry me, if you will marry me. But you don't want my paper of pins, and you don't want my feathery bed. You want my house and money instead. That is plain to see. Well, here they are, take everything. My house, my money, my wedding ring. And in the bargain I'll throw in me, if you will marry me.
The music of the stars. Come on, we got all points of view here. Stand by for news. I'll be right back. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.